From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Russian families have begun the process of identifying the bodies of the victims of Saturday's crash of a Russian jetliner in Egypt. The Associated Press says the first 10 bodies have been identified. A spokesman for Russia's Emergency Situation Ministry told AP that a total of 140 bodies and more than 100 body parts were flown to St. Petersburg on two government planes Monday and Tuesday. This is St. Petersburg's Vice Governor Igor Albin. He says, as of the last 24 hours, 9 bodies have been identified, and investigators and forensic experts continue working with other bodies, conducting genetic tests. All 224 passengers aboard that Metro Jet Airbus A321 were killed when the plane went down over the Sinai Peninsula. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry expressed support for boosting Turkmenistan's economic prospects as he visited Tuesday on the final leg of a five-nation tour of Central Asia. We can do more together to help your people develop some of the skill sets necessary in this modern economy, Kerry's comments as he met with Turkmenistan's president during the brief stop. Swiss bank UBS says it's cooperating with authorities who are investigating financial corruption linked to FIFA. UBS says its quarterly report published Tuesday that it was contacted about accounts relating to FIFA and other constituent soccer associations and related persons and entities. Switzerland's Attorney General Michael Lauber said in September he had reports at 121 accounts suspected of links to money laundering. VOA News. A key committee in Britain's parliament issued a report Tuesday saying lawmakers will not support expanding airstrikes into Syria unless Prime Minister David Cameron's government answers a number of questions about the legal, political, and military risks. Britain has been a part of the U.S.-led coalition conducting airstrikes against Islamic State militants in Iraq, but Cameron has failed to gain enough support to send forces to Syria on the same mission. The head of U.S. military forces in the Pacific says a recent deployment of a U.S. warship near a set of Chinese-built islands in the South China Sea should not be considered a threat to Beijing. Admiral Harry Harris is the commander of the U.S. Pacific Command. He spoke to a group of American students at Peking University in Beijing Tuesday and said the decision to send the USS Lawson within 22 kilometers of the Subi Reef in the Spratly Islands archipelago was a routine exercise aimed at protecting the rights, freedoms, and lawful uses of the sea and airspace guaranteed to all nations under international law. Meanwhile, Beijing warned the U.S. Tuesday to steer clear of disputed islands in the South China Sea, describing that U.S. Navy ship's close approach as a bold provocation. Today, Liu Kang, spokesman for Ministry of Foreign Affairs, made comment reference to that. She says, we want to advise the U.S. side to respect the sovereignty and security interests and to play a really responsible and constructive role in the regional peace and stability. A court in India has ordered a life sentence for a man convicted of raping a passenger while driving for the mobile ride-sharing company Uber. The sentence for Shivar Kumar Yadav was the maximum he was eligible to receive after being convicted last month. The woman had hired Yadav to take her home after a dinner with friends last December, and she said he raped her after she fell asleep in the car. A prosecutor Tuesday sought a murder conviction against Oscar Pistorius before South Africa's Supreme Court of Appeal, saying a lower court erred in acquitting the athlete of that charge for killing his girlfriend instead of convicting him of culpable homicide. Pistorius' defense lawyer, Barry Rowe, also presented arguments to the judges. But
that's exactly the point, the submission I'm making, Justice Lees. I submit that you cannot, from that piece of the finding, cannot isolate the factual finding that he genuinely believed that he acted in danger.
If convicted, Pistorius would face a minimum sentence of 15 years in prison. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.